Now, May 9th, yesterday, is the day that Russians celebrate the defeat of Nazi Germany. And all these years later, Russian Americans are still celebrating. Independent producer John Kalish sent us this audio postcard from Brighton Beach, Brooklyn.
About 100 men and women in their 70s and 80s marched quietly behind an American flag and a banner that identified them as veterans and wounded of World War II. They were greeted by scattered applause and exclamations of bravo from people like this passerby.
Dobry dzień! Gotta salute you! Bravo!
The veterans were handed red carnations as they filed into the Brighton Beach Y's cavernous gymnasium. Most were dressed in civilian clothes, but a handful of men wore military uniforms. Their chests were covered with medals. When the war began, Maria Lundina went to work as a translator at an aviation plant. Now 82, she pointed to a memorial display of black and white snapshots of Soviet soldiers.
My husband's name is Alexander. He fought from the first day to the last day of the war, and he was an artillerist.
Lundina still recalls that day in 1945 when the Germans surrendered. She was in Moscow at the time.
All the people ran out from the buildings. All the people ran out in the street, and they screamed, "Victory, victory, victory." It was a wonderful day.
A few of the old veterans took to their feet to dance. 78-year-old Mikhail Breeluk recited poetry. He was wounded twice and lost his father in the war. I asked him if he ever worried that the Germans would prevail.
Никогда.
Never.
No, никогда.
He knew that he might die, but he never thought that the Soviet Union could lose.
Breeluk survived, and when the war was over, he says, Joseph Stalin himself pinned a medal on his 20-year-old chest. Now he is pushing 80 and his eyesight is failing. Breeluk doesn't believe the world will ever see such a war again.
Не будет, no. No.
War might happen, but not like that.
Most of the Soviet war veterans at the celebration don't know much English. Still, a number of them managed to sing God Bless America. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.